Let's check in now to Washington State, where the majority of the 9 novel coronavirus deaths in the United States have been linked to one place, a long-term care facility near Seattle. Nursing homes and similar care facilities are now taking on new protocols to safeguard against the virus. Joining us now is Mary Huedes. She's an investigative reporter at the Seattle Times. And thanks for joining us, Mary.
Thank you for having me.
So the facility in question is the Life Care Center in Kirkland. It's been referred to as a nursing home. What types of people are living there?
I think largely an elderly population based on the reporting and interviews we've had, although certainly some of the cases we've heard about have been people who are maybe in their 50s. Maybe they're there for a broken hip or getting physical therapy, a range of issues.
What more can you tell us about the Life Care Center's record on containing disease spread?
So they were cited about a year ago. So the citation basically stated there was concern about staff's washing of hands and properly disposing of sanitary gloves. And those, by and large, maybe don't always have a high impact on residents. But in that case, last April, through a series of unannounced visitors, investigators found, there might have been issues with staffers putting away dirty dishes with a certain pair of gloves, and then also in the same kind of moment or so, putting away clean dishes. At that same month, there was a flu outbreak in the facility. From everything we know, Life Care has taken steps to correct that, but it's not a rare citation among nursing homes. And so I think that kind of also adds to just the laundry list of concerns that maybe experts or family members might have with nursing homes and this virus.
Yeah. You and your colleagues have spoken with people who have loved ones there at the Life Care Center. What are they telling you about their experiences?
There's largely, I would say, a collective kind of take on it is that there is, feeling like they really just want a lot more communication from Life Care Center or from authorities. I think there's instances where some are able to reach their loved ones. One woman was able actually to enter Sunday night, she said. But in other cases, maybe people have moved rooms or because, folks are not able to reach their phone. There just has been minimal communication in a lot of instances.
It sounds very chaotic and developing. But, your newsroom also spoke with the son of an elderly patient who died. He had visited her recently. He is now in quarantine. This sounds like such a tragic story. He had lost his mom and now he's in quarantine. What else did he tell you?
His story was that they had plans to move her separate from the virus on Wednesday. And so she was moved to another much, much smaller, care facility, described as an adult family home. So he knew that she wasn't feeling well, but thought maybe it was a common cold, and then she ended up passing away the evening that she was moved. So in that case, I think the family learned around Saturday after she had passed away that she may have had it, and then that was confirmed Monday evening.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what we're learning about this virus and the fact that it can be very deadly for people with pre-existing conditions and those over a certain age, it would seem that these types of facilities are particularly vulnerable. Have any of them talked to you or really spoken about some of the challenges there and really keeping this virus at bay?
Well, I think they have spoken about the measures they're taking and the fact that not only are they serving an elderly population, many of who are recovering from recent, health issues, but also that it's group living. So there's less so with the facilities, but among family members, concerns that maybe in the days leading up to the revelation that there was a virus spreading, that people were gathered together for parties and for nightly dinners. So that's another kind of point of vulnerability.
That's Mary Huedes. She's an investigative reporter at the Seattle Times. Mary, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Life Care Center did not agree to interview requests made by the Seattle Times, but in a statement, it said it is following the proper protocols for dealing with the outbreak and stemming its spread.